Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. It's Must Watch with George, Alan, and a special guest. As always, Alan, who do we have in the studio?
People come up to me on the street sometimes, George.
Yeah.
They say, why don't you get Seth back? We're Seth fans, and I've listened to the fans. We've got Seth in the studio.
I'm back, and it's good. It feels good.
the long-awaited return. He came bearing gifts as well.
Which, like last time, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Regular listeners will remember from 2 years ago when he first came and brought me a cider, brought you a beer, and you were very rude and said, I'm not going to be drinking it.
I'm a hard man to get gifts for, you know.
Yeah.
Because, well, you know, sometimes people go, oh, Alan, he's a chocoholic, and they get me chocolates, you know. And I used to be a chocoholic, but I gave up chocolates, and I've given up hooch.
Famously addicted to chocohol.
Well, I've brought you work, and we all know you're a workaholic, so.
Oh, man, I love workahol. I'm there at midnight, you know, just hitting that keyboard. I mean, this is kind of like work, isn't it?
You know? Oh, yeah, definitely.
Trudging into this office.
This four to five job.
Well, you've said you do actually work late, right? Because you have like hours that you can kind of work whenever you want through the day.
Yeah, they're pretty flexible, and I take full advantage of that flexibility. And,
you yeah, flex so, it hard, right? Yeah, you some, flex those hours.
Have I think,
you
been I think you're supposed to get in by 10 a.m. and I do. 10 well a.m. on the dot. If I got in at 10:01, they'd fire me on the spot.
By Zoom. Yeah. Alan, can you jump into the Zoom call for me? You're fired.
Okay? Oh, well, I'm back in the office. You knew that, didn't you, George?
Oh, that's right. You did tell me that.
I work in the Parramatta office there.
Are you happy to be back?
It's good. You know Parramatta?
Yeah,
you know?
I do. I work there sometimes.
Oh, you
as
work
well,
in Parramatta? Yeah. You notice, like, the crossing the street in Parramatta, they got the buttons aren't covered up. You got to actually press the buttons.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Does that freak you out a bit?
It doesn't. Well, it freaks me out that people are still catching germs. Like, we cancelled buttons on this very podcast.
Yeah, all buttons.
Because you can just automate all traffic lights, right, and just have them as the crossing happens, you know?
Yeah, but I think in Parramatta, the whole thing is you can cross whenever you want, really. cars don't mean a thing over there.
Oh, man, people have a different set of rules in old Para. So, I don't know. Get with the times, Parramatta.
Definitely.
In the city where I am.
I remember when I went to New York, like, years ago. I went for like a school trip from the UK, and as we walked out of the airport in New York, I'm pretty sure this is what, because we nearly got hit by traffic because they don't have a green man to go. They just have like an orange man or a red man.
What?
That if it's on, it's like don't go, but if it's off, it's go.
So if you don't see the red man, you can go.
Exactly, yeah. And our whole
are you
group
getting
just
this, Seth?
I'm pretty. When I went, it would say in New York. Maybe yeah. It was a different state, but the button would actually go wait.
Oh, really?
Wait, wait until you would have to go. We,
oh, we should have done
it.
That. I nearly got hit by a car.
We just kept pressing it. Wait, and we really loved that button.
Well, I remember going around. And there were no buttons to press. That's a very Australian thing to actually press the button. You know?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We invented the button.
So
but you don't need the button.
They've cancelled buttons here because of COVID, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. They're all boarded up in the city where I spend most of my days. You can't press the button, even if you wanted to.
Yeah, they're covered up. I have noticed that. But that's why you're in Parramatta. You could fondle the buttons.
Yeah.
You can have a bit of a throwback.
That's the privilege they get. Okay.
Vintage.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think someone told me the button was an Australian invention, but and I believe it.
Yeah, all buttons. In every situation.
Aussie bloke.
All buttons. I saw a guy in the city. I was coming to this podcast and a guy was wearing a shirt, my body, my choice. The hell does that mean? What choices is he making that he thinks people are trying to stop him from eating a burrito or something?
Is it a... I'm trying to figure it out. Is it
was it like a woman's shirt?
No, it wasn't like a few sizes too small or something. Okay, but, right. But no, it was... I think he was trying to show solidarity with the movement, but it was like...
Was it around here, Newtown area? Because I wouldn't be surprised.
No, it was in the city, I told you. Right. I only spend time in the city.
Except to come out to this podcast. Yeah,
yeah. And I hate coming out here to this podcast because people in Erskineville... Oh, man, they're a little bit different.
Yeah?
Well, I think it's a bit of an upgrade from Alfie's house.
Yeah.
You guys are doing well.
And you're nearby.
Yeah, so close. Very easy for me.
See, it used to be that if we were struggling to get a guest, George used to live with Freddie McManus.
How many times was he on?
Six or seven times.
Lost count.
I'm on two. Here I am coming the second time. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
But guess what, mate? You are our new Freddie McManus.
Glad to be him.
Geographically, you are the closest guest. Really? Maybe. I don't
we
know.
Think so.
And we're going to be relying on you pretty heavily this season. And I hope you're ready.
Well, yeah. Just put the signal up in the air. I'll be there.
Shine a flashlight in the air. Just kind of wave it around a bit.
4 p.m. Yeah. No one can see it.
Yeah. Someone tries to schedule something with you on Sunday at 4 and you're like...
No.
Sorry, I always have to be available at Sunday at 4. You
still
never
haven't
know.
Got the call. But
That was 4 years ago.
Well, normally we'd ask the guest many questions, get to know the real Seth, but we got to know you last time, so no more questions.
Straight to it.
We want to talk about the news.
Okay.
And more importantly, where do you get your news? Because the news is gone, man. Used to be on Facebook.
I'm a strictly Lad Bible kind of guy, so I'm fine.
You can't link to the Lad Bible from Facebook anymore.
What?
Probably. You can't, I assume.
I don't know.
You can't link to nothing.
The Batuta Advocate was still up.
Oh, yeah.
But that Bible does real news as well as...
So you say... I thought the satirical news had taken a hit as well.
Yeah, I thought The Onion was hit as well.
I saw a Batuta article about the situation that was really funny on Facebook and was like, oh, I guess they're not affected because I'm seeing this post, you know.
They might be posting it from the Cayman Islands.
We should mention to everyone... Because there are people that are listening in the UK and they might not know what's been going on.
I don't
on.
Care about them.
Okay.
Turn it off.
Continue.
No, George is right. We've got to explain what's going on for the people who don't follow the news. Because maybe they get all their news from Facebook and now they can't.
They're like, nothing's happening at the moment.
And so they're just like, no news is good news. Things are going well.
But yeah. I don't know when you first remember like Facebook coming out, there was no news. It was just, you know, people posting statuses and
what was
their
it?
Feelings. And,
yeah, yeah. Seth is feeling.
Yeah, like clumsy.
Clumsy.
Yeah, yeah. Or it's like, you know, someone else logging into their friend's account saying, I'm gay.
So, yeah, that's a classic.
So that's, I bring that back, you know?
That's back.
Those were the days. Yeah. Those were the days.
So no more news, like, yeah.
Yeah, I was off. I was
a lot of people coming
Facebook.
Out.
Yeah. A lot of people showing a lot of bravery back in the day. That is one of the bravest ways you can come out is to get your friend to log into your account.
And post it for you.
And post it for you. It's certainly...
Feeling brave.
Yeah, George Bedford is feeling brave.
And a little clumsy. A bit clumsy as well. So for those who haven't been following it, Facebook... they're having a stoush with the Aussie government.
Yeah.
You know, I don't follow what's going on. All I know is you can't get the news link on a Facebook page anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so it's gone. George, do you know more about this?
Well, I know the government were either trying to or have brought in legislation that means that Google and Facebook can't just show the news of other websites. And links, they have to pay for that privilege.
And they don't want to pay.
They don't want to pay. So Facebook
Zuckerberg
said,
don't pay right. for nothing.
But Google made a deal with News Corp, $30 million a year. And Google will show News Corp articles.
Yeah.
But Facebook said, no. They got rid of all news. And I'm pretty sure the government and the news outlets were like, this is not... We were hoping you'd just pay the money, please, not remove all news, which is what happened. There's no news on Facebook in Australia at the moment.
And they're just testing it out here, right? And they're going to broaden it out?
Well, just depends. There's other places where the legislation might come in. I think they're talking about it in the EU and stuff like that.
Oh, is it going to see a rise in fake news, Seth?
Well, this is nearly as bad as when they got rid of likes, you know?
Remember that? Yeah. Those 3 weeks?
Oh, how horrible that was.
When you can't see how many people have liked something.
Yeah.
So people aren't getting, you know, publicly shamed by how...
how many likes they got.
By how bad their posts are doing.
Yeah.
You know? And so people are just like, haha, I'll just share a photo of myself.
Without any embarrassment.
You know.
Yeah, but
at the gym.
They rolled that back, though, didn't they? Pretty soon after. It was like 3 weeks or something.
But they kept it on Instagram still. You can't see likes.
Instagram, you can't see likes. So the quality of Instagram posts
really?
Went way down.
Oh, you can't see the definitely. Number. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Way down. People are just posting whatever.
Just buttons on the street.
Yeah.
That's me. I'm just trying to get the word out that there are buttons.
Don't touch these.
Don't touch them. If you touch them, you might pick up something, you know. Well, if you've got to press it with your elbow. Are you worried that people's elbows are like more sort of, they've got a lot more germs on them now? You know?
after last year.
You have sneezing into your elbow.
You've got to sneeze into your elbow. And then, of course, and then you bump elbows with someone else. I mean, that's the elbow that you sneeze into.
Yeah, I guess the difference is that you don't wipe your face with your elbow. In fact, it's impossible.
But
isn't that the famous thing?
What if you get an itchy elbow?
Okay.
Hypothetically.
Okay.
And then you're going to scratch it.
I can imagine.
With your hand.
And then you're going to.
And then you're going to. Lick. Smother your face with your hand. Lather that face.
You're a super spreader. Well, back to the other point. Actually, I was just thinking.
What other point?
We're talking about the news or something.
Go on.
Think now people are going to sneak their news into like regular posts, you know, to get some news out there. But like, you know.
Well, a lot of people get their news from Must Watch with George and Alan.
Well, this actually.
With special guest Seth.
Brings up my cancel.
Oh,
what
wow.
I'm canceling
straight
this week.
To it.
So why don't we just jump into...
Oh, I thought that's an end segment.
No, since we've kind of getting...
Buckle up, mate. Things are developing quickly here.
It's going to be a short episode.
Thanks for coming in, Seth.
All right. So I'm cancelling Facebook. Not for cancelling the news, but for not removing the must-watch page. Okay?
You're a bit hurt.
I'm a bit hurt, honestly.
You think Facebook should have got rid of must-watch with George and Alan?
That's right.
You can stop the show.
Because
because that would just give you the kind of cred that you need.
Well, it would recognize exactly what it is we are, which is a legitimate news outlet.
Conglomerate.
Yeah.
We've broken a lot of big stories.
Exactly.
We
called the election. You called the election like 2 weeks before.
Yeah.
At 2 p.m. on election day. No one else was doing that.
That was a win.
That was a big win.
You know, we've made a lot of predictions on this show, which have come true as well. Mm-hmm. So, I think you're right, George. I think that most of the time people come to Must Watch to hear the news from 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Because that's when it comes out. You know, the episodes we record, we put them out 2 days later.
So you're cancelling Facebook for not cancelling you guys.
That's right.
Okay.
Because
try to follow along, Seth.
I'm just piecing it together.
Because they, you know, they will have come onto our page. They will have had some meetings about whether or not they're cancelling the Must Watch page.
Yeah, every single news outlet, you know, it's just, you know.
And they obviously looked at us and said, no, they're not news, we're not cancelling them. But I'm cancelling them on this news show.
This is going to bring them back to the table, to the negotiation table.
I think so.
Maybe you get that 30 mil.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I think that's about the value of our news.
Yeah, Facebook, start paying us for the privilege. All right? We're generating a lot of traffic.
Per listen?
Yeah.
How much per listen you reckon you should be paid?
Probably about $700. That'll be a good amount.
Well, George, he's next to a whiteboard. He's done the calculations. Yeah. 700.
700 times 50.
That's good money in anyone's language.
100%.
Well, we are in the segment. Do you want to cancel something, Seth?
I'm going to go, you know, this might be a bit broad, but I'm going to cancel World Hunger.
Wow.
Yeah.
A good man.
Yeah, just like give me my Nobel Prize, you know?
How would you do it, though? Oh, you're doing it now, I guess.
No, this is it.
Yeah. Wow.
say goodbye to world hunger, everyone. And you can thank me, Africa.
Yes. Well, I think it's a very noble thing to have done.
Because yeah,
I think I think that
maybe we need to rethink hunger.
Oh, interesting.
Is it just
what is hunger?
How hungry are these people?
Yeah. Really, well, I mean,
like, I'm quite hungry now. Am I in the stat of world hunger?
A lot of people are on diets. You know, it's the start of the year. They must be hungry.
Yeah, fasting is a legitimate form of dieting. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, if we rethink it, then there's not as much starving in the world.
Definitely. Yeah, maybe.
You know, every second day, they're not starving. They're fasting.
Right.
Right.
And well, so that's cut the problem in half.
Yes.
Maybe next week we should, like, think about, you know, the homelessness population. Try cancelling that.
Yeah.
You want to cancel homeless people?
Yeah.
Seth, man.
Sounds a bit genocidal.
I'm starting to remember why we didn't get this guy back for 80 episodes.
I can't remember. What did I do? You remember?
He's got radical views. I do remember what you cancelled. You cancelled. You took it literally, and you cancelled your subscription to the Sydney Morning Herald.
Oh, that's so funny.
I think I'm still on. Oh, did I do that? I remember that. Did I ever cancel it? You guys didn't fucking help.
Well, you know.
We pushed you. We said, do it, man. We believe you can do it. Just write to them, email them.
That's so funny that you remember that. Wow.
Well, I remember everything.
Well, yeah. It's these people in the street coming up to you every week.
Reminding. Has Seth cancelled his subscription?
Remind him.
Well, you're back at uni, aren't you, George?
I'm back.
Oh, nice.
Doing my master's.
What are you studying?
I'm doing a master's of public policy and governance.
You know what I hear when I hear that, Seth? That'll be good on the resume.
Must watch.
Yeah. Yes.
Hobbies? You got a lot in your hobbies section of the resume?
I got a real great hobbies section, honestly. It's
Legos.
Killer. Wow. Yeah.
Well, I've actually been thinking of maybe going doing something at uni again. It's been many a year since I've done anything.
How many years?
Oh, I couldn't even calculate, you know.
You just want to get back to the party, I reckon.
Yeah, no, but I was never like that at uni.
Oh, really? Well, maybe this time around, if you ever go
Well,
back,
yeah, absolutely. Go, yeah, toga. I'll just turn up to lectures wearing a toga.
Is this how we do it?
I'm a mature age student. I got opinions. So, I just thought, update my resume, make it look a little better.
What would you do if you went to...
Unfortunately, I'd have to choose something that's a bit dry, I think, and that's what stops me doing it.
Project management.
Yeah, something like that, or business, or, you know, but the sort of thing that...
Or you can just follow your dreams, you know, go to theatre school. We all know you want to be an improv.
I
want to
be a clown.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Go to France and go to the clown
school.
I want
to go to France.
One of these comedy classes, you know?
Comedy course.
Dante runs a great comedy class.
Dante know it. School of Hard Knock Knocks. There's a lot of great schools. Yeah, it's hard to choose which is the most prestigious. Yeah.
There should be a ranking at every year. You know,
it should come out. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh yeah, like the universities.
Yeah.
Best graduates, best like alumni.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, wow, that's a good idea.
So you're
thinking a lot like project management. What? No, I think you follow your dreams. I think you go.
I'd probably do creative writing if I was going to do something. Because
afters and become a podcast producer.
Afters?
What's it? Australian Film and Television.
Yeah, then you can be doing the buttons. And the
We can.
I don't want to do that. That's George's job. George really enjoys it.
I do.
So I'm watching the tennis, and there's all these ads for Swinburne University.
Oh, yeah.
And that brings me to what I'm cancelling because, you know, these ads for Swinburne, right?
I haven't seen them.
Well, I'm seeing a lot of these ads because it's just constantly the same ad on the tennis. Right. And they pixelate the faces of these students from other universities.
Okay.
Which is, you know, what are they, criminals? Like, why why are you like, this person goes to Monash and it's got their pixelated face? And they show these students a computer screen of Swinburne University.
Oh, yeah.
And the sort of interactive learning, you know, that they do. And the students go, oh, this is much better. But they don't sort of show you why it's any better. Like, he's just like, check this out. And this pixelated face person goes, oh, this is heaps better. And so I'm just like, this is a terrible ad. Yeah. You
know? I reckon so it's the same person, just pixelated.
Yeah, maybe it's just so they don't have to pay extra actors, you know.
True. They put a wig on and then just piss them. That's true.
So it's a stupid ad. And so I'm cancelling Swinburne University.
I've never even heard of Swinburne University.
Well, where is that? They're based in Melbourne, but they're mostly an online uni. So you would assume they might have a better online interactive courses.
Yeah,
but if they do, show us why. Yeah, you know, actually give us an example. Yeah. Show some faces, some names.
Yeah, definitely.
Put some names to faces.
What expressions.
Show their smiling faces using the website.
I wonder what happens to a student that's at Sydney University who's seen in that advert. If they weren't pixelated, what do they get? Executed by the chancellor or something? Like, what? What's the big deal? Why can't they just show their
Maybe
face?
Maybe you were in some of these ads, George. Maybe it's all coming out.
Maybe. I'm trying to hide.
Because, I mean, you go to a different uni.
Maybe they don't even tell them they're going to be on the ad. So they've shown them the
just a secret camera.
Yeah, and that's why they've got a pixelated face.
Why are they putting these people in rooms and secretly recording them? And anyway, so I mean, you could cancel ads until the cows come home, and I will. But I wondered if you had any ideas for like what's the worst ever ad you've seen.
I don't know if you like it's PK Simpson. It was this like it's like a law firm, and then it would come out very late at night on like Channel 10 or 9, and like just a really badly produced ad. And then at the very end, it just would be like, Homer doesn't work here, that's but PK does.
And it's a great catchphrase. Like,
what? And I hated it so much, but I think about that so like once a week.
You think like lawyers would be able to produce good ads, like they're well paid. Yeah. You know, professions.
Yeah. The funny thing is, if I'm ever in trouble and I need some work,
it's the only thing you can think of.
Homer didn't work there, but it was PK Simpson.
If someone walking along sees the sign and like, ugh, I guess Homer works there.
And then they see the tagline. Oh, I guess he doesn't.
Oh, he doesn't. Well, maybe. God, I hope Lisa works there. She's smart.
She'd be good.
Oh. George, did you have any crazy ads from yesteryear that you remember?
Not a specific one, but I find the ones for general retail stores are always terrible. JB Hi-Fi, Harvey Norman.
Yeah.
Because it's just like a graphic with just like the prices of things. I think, can you reel me in a little bit better than that?
You want a bit of production value.
Value there.
You want the slogans.
Mm. I want the slogans.
Even if they're bad, that's better than just a bland sort of Harvey Norman, here's the prices.
I think Bunnings does it well, you know? Bunnings gets, you know, Bunnings. Staff. You know? You're right, though. JB Hi-Fi, you never see what's
right. Those Bunnings workers, are they legit?
I don't know. Are they actors?
Nah, they're actors.
You reckon?
I reckon we'll see, like, Eloise in one of those ads. Like, she'll just be working at Bunnings, just like, it's crazy here, you know? Yeah. Sometimes people come in and they say, have you got a barbecue? And I say, yeah, the barbecue section. They always just say the most inane sort of boring stuff. It's like, it's Christmas time. It's a good time for family. Yeah. Oh, thanks. Thanks, Bunnings. I might spend some time with my family. Imagine glad they interviewed this guy. Very interesting.
How do they choose a staff as well, you know, if they are staff, if they're actually staff?
Yeah, it's like
you've been chosen to be in a Bunnings ad.
Your comments were so inane, you were cut from the ad. They were more inane than the guy talking about pot plants.
I wish you guys had, like, if you could call up, you know, we could find out the truth about this.
Bunnings. I've always wondered, and they've stuck with that format for so long.
Yeah, so strange.
Such a long time.
Well, I'll tell you something. When I used to be in ads as a child actor, I was in a Nintendo Wii ad that was for North America and Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It was filmed in Sydney. Huge sets at Fox Studios. Heaps of money. The guy that was directing it was the brother from Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
Do you remember the guy was like the nerd? Yeah. He was the director of the set.
No way.
Whatever happened to that guy?
He's a director. He does. Yeah, he directs ads.
He only directed your ad, like, if you look him up. Like,
what was the ad for?
Oh, he's a professional photographer. Nintendo Wii.
Oh, right, okay.
And it must have been so much money. The cast was huge. I was in it for maybe 1 second and I got $7,000. Right? And there were like 20 other people in it more than me, an adult, so they'd be paid heaps more. It went, they finished it. It went to Nintendo HQ. They said, we hate it, never show it. And it was never shown.
Oh, they never,
you still
never
got the money.
Yeah,
got of course.
Yeah, yeah.
You got the money.
So that's, and I've watched it before and it is bad.
Can you explain like, the ad?
Are you bad in it?
Yeah.
It, are you the problem?
No, I don't think so. I'm a lumberjack boy.
What?
Yeah, you're the problem. Who hired this lumberjack boy?
He's too small. He doesn't have
we
a
pay
beard.
Him $7,000. That's the entire budget. We still have to pay Harry Kuehl. Damn.
So, yeah. So, that was...
Well, that's the advertising industry for you, isn't it? There must be so much wastage. There must be so many
stuff blown,
people
yeah.
pitching ideas. And it's like... Sometimes it's just the dumbest ideas are the most successful things. It must be pretty painful
to
be in the copywriting game and, you know, you come up with like a really clever idea and it just, you know,
I remember it
nobody
was like
remembers the name of the business. You know,
it was like a poem. It was like a rhyming kind of narration done by different people along. So it would be like the camera going through like a restaurant and like a waitress would be walking past and she might be, I can't remember what they were saying, but like talking like prose. Then like the wall at the back would open and it would be like, it was basically saying you can, lots of people in different scenarios play Nintendo Wii all around the world, blah, blah, blah. So it'd be like from a European house to a lumberjack in the States.
And that was
through
you.
The wall. Yeah, yeah. To another place. And,
so
and
many
it was
lumberjacks
so
in the States.
Well, you know. But like it was not good. So yeah. That's up there for me.
Do you have to audition as a lumberjack?
They should have dressed you up like Mario.
Because I never had to say
and had
anything.
You that's jumping funny. On mushrooms. Yeah. That's an ad that people want to watch.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
go,
I,
yeah,
I would watch that.
Nintendo.
Sure. I want to buy one of those. Yeah, definitely.
Well, the other big news, of course, Seth, is the Mars rover. Have you been following this?
Oh, yeah, I heard. It was successfully.
You haven't been, you can't follow it because it's not on Facebook. But it's in the it's
pretty
in
sure
the
it was on Lad Bible.
Oh, it's on Lad Bible. No, oh, yeah, you're right. You're right then. I get my news. I go to Mick Cafe, and I read the Daily Telegraph for free at Mick Cafe. Oh, right. That's how I get my news.
Okay.
Do you still read the paper?
Yeah, at Mick Cafe.
That's fine. I don't like people who read the paper on trains or something. You know, to take up like.
You don't see it very often anymore.
Well, now you get to sit apart from people. People probably can bring back the broadsheet, can't they?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, it is true.
Anyway, go on. Sorry. For
why have you been so weird today, Alan?
All these I'm just trying to liven things up. I'm just trying
to see me.
I'm trying to get a rise out of Seth.
Yeah, you are. So, yeah, this Mars rover. It's so funny. I guess just because I'm not in the know, but, like, I mean, there's millions of people around the world that don't follow science stuff. But, like, with space... kind of you know, achievements that are made, I never know that it's like gonna happen, if you know what I mean. Like, you never know that it's gonna happen. You just wake up one morning, they're like, oh, we put a rover on Mars. You're like, oh
yeah, that's true. Yeah,
you're like, oh sweet, we started doing it 18 years ago. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, for the scientists they get real excited about it, but for everybody else we're like, what?
Yeah, well, tell me when it's finished.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Mars rover, they're not, it's not going to send back stuff until 2031, I read.
What?
I heard they put a microphone on it this time.
Mm.
So that we can hear what's going on.
Record a podcast.
Yeah.
From Mars.
If there are aliens and they just say, hey, what's that?
What do you want to cancel this week?
Why is it going to take it so long to get it back?
Well, I think it's... I'd have to read the live article feed.
That would be much easier. Well,
it's sending back photos at the moment, right? Okay. But I think it's going to actually maybe send back some real samples.
Or data from samples.
Yeah. Or maybe even actually send back a bit of dirt. Is that possible?
What, shoot up?
Maybe.
Do a launch.
I didn't read
Mars.
The article very closely, but...
I don't know anything about anything, but that sounds a bit far-fetched.
Anyway, if you know more about it, you know the number to call. Seth's on the line.
It might be that...
Lad Bible.
I remember with another one, the spot where it has where these things have to land is super specific, like where it's safe, but maybe where they want to do their study is far away, and they have to. It takes years for the rover to get to the spot where they want to do the study.
That's possible.
Yeah.
That makes a bit more sense than what I said. Should we edit out all the times I was rude to you in this episode, Seth?
Leave it in so that
people know.
Yeah, so the people have to know what I've had to deal with.
You know? Have to know what happened here today.
Didn't accept sometimes my drink.
Sometimes you just got to go a bit Christian Bale on people around you, yeah, you know, just to get a rise out of them. Just to get better performance.
So is this going to tie into a Mustradamus? Is this a prediction I can sense coming on?
Yeah, play the jingle.
Oh, yes, that's what I was hoping for. That's what I was hoping for.
You don't even have to ask me. You can just start playing those jingles when you feel it.
Oh, thanks, man.
Futurism. Politics. Prediction.
Society.
Technology.
The future.
Mustradamus.
Was that you saying the future? You just added yourself?
No, that's an Australian voice.
The future.
George is a British person.
Yeah, it sounds like
it's so funny because if people make a comment about that jingle, everyone says, oh, did you just get a guy to do the future? No, it's just a text-to-speak with an Australian accent.
All the others sound very official and then... the future.
That's just what Australians sound like.
Like a sort of afterthought.
You know, I tweeted about the Mars rover.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always tweeting funny
things.
How's your
Twitter account going?
Oh, it's going strong, mate.
That's good. Yeah.
No, my followers hate me. You know?
But you bring a rise out of them. You get
I'm getting a rise out of
better performance.
They don't know me. See, you know me. You know I'm trying to get a rise out of you. These guys, they don't know me. You know?
Yeah.
So I tweet the other day like, you know, they can put a rover on Mars, but they can't put a man on the moon since 1972. Right? That's my pithy little tweet.
They got angry.
And everyone's replying to me like, it's not very cost effective to put a man on the moon again. I'm like, well, why'd they do it 12 times? Like, what? Why were there 12 people sent to the moon? Effort. Like, you could just send one.
Yeah.
Right? The first guy, Neil Armstrong. Right?
Mm. I think they're, you
did
know,
he forget to get rocks?
They're still looking for the cheese.
And so they did it. They did it a bunch of times. They sent, and then 1972, 1969, 1972, and then it stopped. They realized, enough of this.
What? Yeah. I mean, I read that, like, China or India were thinking of going up there. Yeah, first woman on the moon.
Now, that's a news story.
Yeah. I'll definitely back that.
That'd be huge, actually.
Get two women on the moon.
Two women on the moon.
And one man. There's a bit of a difference in the power balance. Yeah. Suddenly, he's having to do what they say. The women will gang up on him in the shuttle, probably.
Clean up.
You know, men and women. Anyway. So, predictions. Do you think we're going to live on Mars one day? I think the rover's trying to work out whether there ever was life on Mars. So, first of all, what do you think, Seth?
They found water, am I wrong? They
found evidence of water, like river, dried river systems, I think.
It landed in a what they think was an old river.
Okay. Interesting. Well, because that's always the thing. But also, there's polar caps on Mars.
That's right.
So there's ice. So between the hot bit and the cold bit, water? Hello? That's how it works, right?
Yep, that's
there's got to be some water.
Well, if you melt the polar caps, what do you find?
Exactly.
Bit of water, maybe?
Bit of life.
Where there's water, there is life. That's what they say.
Would you, if it was ever a thing, would you go to
what
Mars?
Do you mean? Would I choose to live on Mars?
Earth's still fine. It's, you know, it's going through, you know, global warming and whatnot, but Mars is an option.
There's those ads where it's like people are suffering from hay fever and they're like, I had to choose to live on another planet. I'm allergic to Earth. And then they start taking Claritin. Or like, you know, things go well for them. But yeah, that'd be a good reason for me to go to the red planet.
Allergies.
Oh, man.
What about the whole oxygen thing?
Oh, I'd miss that. That'd remind me of home. If I ever got a bit of oxygen on Mars, I'd be like, oh, man, breathe that in. But then my head would explode.
A bit homesick.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I'd go there if there was a big dome.
I'd go on holiday, I reckon. I'd check it
out. I was thinking that I'm so terrified of the idea of going up in a rocket. Like, I don't like going on flights. The idea of actually doing the launch is terrifying for me.
The launch would be scary, but then when you're floating in space, the shuttle.
Yeah, but
you
also,
wouldn't be scared of that, right?
Well, I'd be scared that something went wrong and we all died.
Oh, that'd scare you?
Yeah, the constant fear for 4-year journey, you know.
You know, it doesn't really matter where you sit on a shuttle. It matters on a plane. I've always said this. You sit at the back on a plane.
Why?
Because if it crashes, if you're at the back of the plane, you survive.
But only if it goes nose first.
They always do.
Do they?
But in a shuttle, like, there's no gravity. So, it doesn't really matter. You sit wherever you want.
I was thinking how much...
I'd like a window seat there. I'd like to look out.
Imagine if you had to spend 30 months in space.
So, you guys would do a launch? You'd be happy?
Oh, yeah. When would you be over the window seat, you reckon, how many, 30 months?
Yeah, I don't know how long it takes. It takes a long time to get the
it's
Mars
like
at the
a
moment.
Few years.
Is it years?
Yeah.
It might...
Yeah, when would you get bored of it? Do you think? Probably in the middle bit where you're looking at nothing. No, it's just black out the window. Oh, that would be so bad, actually.
The same in-flight movie over and over again. Yeah. Home Alone 2.
Austin Powers 2, like the clean version.
Only sequels.
Only sequels.
Shrek 2.
Why did Elon Musk do this to us?
I haven't seen the first. One time I was on a flight and I was like, oh, they have that show Barry, that HBO show Barry. I really wanted to watch it. I went on. They only had season 2.
Ugh.
And I was like,
come on.
Just don't include it. Like, what are you doing?
You want to shout out which airline?
I can't remember. I think it was Etihad, actually.
Yeah.
Shout out to Etihad.
Update your lexicon.
Yes, please.
So, all right. I'm going to give you what I reckon life will be like when we're all living on Mars.
Do it.
Oh, nice.
And you can tell me what you think.
They'll go back to this podcast and see how accurate it was.
Yeah.
You know, you've done the election and I think this will be spot on. I'm excited.
I think there'll be a common new saying when people are living on Mars. The saying will be... Are you with me?
Yep, go on.
The saying will be... Men are from Mars. Women are from Mars. People will nod.
Yep, that's right.
That's right. Is the Pope from Mars? That'll be another thing people say. Not is the Pope Catholic. Is the Pope from Mars? Because he'll be from Mars.
Where people will be like, go back to where you came from, Earth. You know,
they will.
They'll be like race, be like people, yeah, a bit of racism.
Yeah,
on Mars.
Interesting.
Would you call it racism or like worldism?
Well, planetism.
People will be called Martians, won't they?
Interesting.
Because that's where Martian comes from. So you'll be like, yeah, this person is only half Martian or something. Yeah. And that's sad, actually. It's sad to know that that's going to be the future, you know. We should be able to move past that. We're all human beings living on Mars.
Yeah, it's
like that old saying, men are from Mars, women are from Mars. You know it.
Men are from Mars, women are from Mars.
That's my prediction.
Is it really?
It's one of my predictions.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Well, is that like a greeting or is it just like an idiom?
Yeah, when do you say it? Yeah. When do you say it?
You say it a lot. You say it in a lot of different situations. It's really applicable to a lot of different situations. Yeah.
It's like God save the Queen kind of thing.
Yeah, and I mean, it could even be part of their tourism slogan, you know, tourism campaign. And that brings me to the next point. Tourism on Mars?
Yeah.
It'll be all about Olympus Mons. That'll be the place to go. That's a mountain.
Okay.
And it's the biggest mountain in the solar system.
Oh, on Mars?
And it's on Mars.
I wonder who will be the first person to climb it.
That's it. Who will be the first? And after that, you know, when will there be a chairlift? And when is George, Freddie and Alan going to climb
to the podcast?
Olympus Mars at Mons and get up to the top and do the podcast on the top, which was a classic episode, which we did from Kosciuszko.
That's right.
That we're going to recreate it.
On Mars.
On Mars, 30 years from now.
You've done it twice. You've done the climb twice.
Climb twice.
Podcast.
And just to give you an idea, Olympus Mons, 3 times bigger than Everest.
Wow. Is it steep, though? You know what I mean? Like, is it a mountain? Or is it just...
I think you can just, like, kind of float on up there, you know?
The chairlift will certainly help.
No, what I'm saying is it like a really slow incline, like up to a height?
I mean, I've looked at pictures of it comparing it to...
how do they do it, actually? Because isn't Everest is measured from sea level, but there is no sea on those.
No,
not yet.
Okay, you got me there.
You
got
to melt those caps.
Yeah, okay.
And then we're in business.
We need global warming on Mars.
You're absolutely right. Yeah. I think we do. I'm no scientist, but I say that's correct. and that's one thing the human race is good at.
Mm.
Let's pollute the hell out of the place.
Get some water going.
Get some water happening. Get some rain clouds.
Maybe that's how they'll terraform Mars, is they'll get some big lasers in space and melt the polar caps at the top and bottom.
It wouldn't hurt.
A lot of straws.
It's worth a try, as I always say.
Maybe I should contact a scientist. Have you tried just getting some lasers and pointing some laser pointers at those polar caps? Or
what's the quickest way to global warming?
I think we're talking about different things here, but
right.
I think melting the caps does it. You know, global warming—that's the planet is hotter, and then the caps will melt, right?
So lasers.
But we're using lasers to cut out the middleman.
Okay.
Yeah. Using lasers to melt it, so there's oceans. Cut to 100 million years from now, the first tree is there. Another 100 million years?
Yeah, that timeline doesn't really work for me. You, me, and Freddie, and maybe Saf, are climbing Olympus Mons.
I'm not a hiker. I'm not much of a hiker.
Okay.
I'll look at the
photos.
Is
it steep, George says? Well, it's very, very wide as well.
Okay.
Imagine all the base camps.
It's as tall
camps.
As it is wide.
There'd be so many base camps, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It'll take as long as it takes to get to Mars to get to the top.
Probably.
God, you're a negative person.
We can't. Walking. I drove here. I live so close.
We're going to get you in every second week, but God, it's just like Freddy all over again. Yeah?
Goodness me.
Is that it? Is it? What else have you, your predictions?
Oh, no, that's pretty much sums it up. Okay. New saying and a thriving tourism industry.
Women are from Mars and men are from... And then there are men and women being like, I'm a man.
From Mars.
Yeah, you forgot the most important bit.
Well, I know, because we're getting close to the end, but I know we want to do Celeb Watch as well.
All right, let's jingle it.
Jingle it, yes. Oh, goodness me.
The F word, famous.
Yes.
Famous is a way of, like, it's a frame of mind. Whoa, do you think that you're famous?
Whoa.
This is my forte. I love celebrity culture.
Do you actually?
Yeah, I really do.
Well, it's your time to shine because, you know, the biggest celebrity news, and I thought we'd touch on it briefly.
Sure.
I think I know what it is. Can I guess?
What
this week?
Yeah, what is it?
Britney Spears?
No.
Kim Ye. Okay.
Ye have become... Kim Nye. I just wanted to do that joke, and now we can move on to other matters. No, it is upsetting, a divorce between... I thought they were going to be together forever.
Did you actually?
It's breaking news. Did you know about this, George?
I don't know. How breaking is this?
Well,
it's official today or yesterday.
It's official today that Kim has filed for divorce from Kanye.
Whose side are you on? If you had to pick a side, say if you're a friend of the
I'm
couple,
a friend of both,
and then they break up.
Do you think they have any people who are friends with both of them? Like, it's just two different worlds, isn't it?
But say you were that lucky person.
they both confide in me.
You've got to choose one of them.
Stop putting me in this position, guys. You know I'm friends with both of you. It's tough. It's so tough to choose. I think I probably, you know. Be closer to Kanye, you know, and you know, he's got some you know, health, mental health issues and that sort of thing. So I think I'd like to be a good support to him and you know, try to get him the help that he needs.
Hopefully a really great album comes out off the back of this. Hoping.
From Kim.
Finally, Kim's going to show us the talent that she's been hiding.
Album. I would love a rap album from Kim.
The most, the saddest part is, I mean, this news has been devastating for hologram Robert Kardashian.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what a big fan he is.
Of Kanye. I mean, he's the most genius man in the whole world, according to Robert. Robert said that Kanye wrote.
And the actor who played hologram Robert Kardashian, David Schwimmer, I assume. He's out of work. Yeah.
Schwimmer.
He's not going to be able to voice that character anymore.
Guess not.
It's heartbreaking, you know. He would have spent so much money on that hologram.
Yeah.
To try to cheer her up for her birthday. And what does she do? She turns around.
Files for divorce.
I wonder what the grounds are for the divorce. Don't you need to do a reason or something?
It's always the same reason.
Who gets the hologram?
Irreconcilable. Oh, yeah. Differences. Yeah. What does that even mean?
I read it was actually quite amicable, the split. They're like pretty, it's you know, they're not fighting.
And you believe that?
Yeah.
Because you read it somewhere.
That Bible.
Oh, I stand corrected. Yeah. It's probably been a long time of coming, you know?
Yeah.
She was married before. She was married twice.
Yeah, yeah.
Before.
So
she was married to a basketball player,
and then someone I don't know who it was before, but she was married before. I'm pretty sure.
Ray J.
Oh no, that was I don't think that was marriage.
Not marriage material, Ray J. He didn't have that song, you know. I married at first. It wasn't in the song, but the basketball player I knew about. And that only lasted like a week or something, wasn't it?
There's like speculation that it was Kanye that really separated them, you know. He's, you know, they were like, I don't know, this is more from that Bible. Yeah.
This time I believe
I'm gonna cut it here. No, yes, he was it lasted 70 or 90 days or something
was ridiculous. It was one of those.
It annulled then or divorce? Because if it's short, can't you annul it?
Possibly, yeah. The US is all
and
then different.
And then Kim and Kanye were hanging out towards the end of that marriage.
The last half, i.e. the 2 weeks, you know.
Different phases of that marriage. Yeah. After the honeymoon period. I always suspected that it was a sham marriage, that it was that marriage was. Yeah. And I don't know. She's been together with Kanye for a lot longer, you know. So yeah. They, you know.
How many kids now? They've three or four?
Well, you got North. You got South, of course.
Of course. West.
West,
and
west.
East. West, west, and east. West. So four.
Yeah, there's only four directions. There's only four.
Yeah,
kids.
She was like, "Do you want to have another kid?" He's like, "There's no more directions. We
east,
can't have
west,
another kid."
West.
And then he's like, "I have no direction in my life." And that really led
this
to the
is
split.
Over.
Anyway, goodness. Kanye, I've been where you've been, man. And we're all here for you, Seth, especially.
Yeah, man, I'm here for you, Kanye. Big fan.
You know, just one last little thing, George.
Yeah,
celebrity news. They're not, you know, production of films and stuff has sort of been stopped, but they're making a film here in Australia, Mortal Kombat.
Is that here in Australia? I saw
they're
the trailer
making
for
it.
Yeah.
In Australia. Wow. Josh Lawson's an Aussie.
Okay.
He's in the film.
Don't know him.
No idea.
As Kano.
I played the game, so I...
So do you know all these characters?
Kind of. I'm not a big...
George
fan
is a gamer.
I've
That's
never
why
played really? Mortal Kombat.
It's great.
George,
violent.
I'm trying to meet you halfway, buddy. I always bring up movies, classic movies, and George has never seen them.
So yeah.
I bring up a classic game.
Go into his world.
What annoys me about remaking the movie, because they just released the trailer and people are a bit excited about it. What annoys me is that, you know, there's already been a movie of Mortal Kombat.
Oh, really?
1995.
Okay.
And it's rated 44 out of 100
okay.
on Rotten Tomatoes. And that makes it the best rated video game movie of all time.
44.
44.
Goodness me.
And it's the best.
That's no good.
And that's the thing. It's a perfect film. It's a cult classic. So
okay.
I don't know why you would sort of try to make another film. I mean, it's... You know the game. You know Raiden as a character? He's the thunder god, you know?
Oh, yeah, 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 okay. Yeah,
he wears sort of a... He wears like a hat that that would make and he, you like, think
uses
he's
it as a frisbee.
I always assumed the character was Asian, right?
And it's an Aussie Raider. Guy.
No, but in the 1995 film, it's played by Christopher Lambert, a French guy.
Okay,
and so that's an odd thing in the film, and his acting's horrendous, but. But other parts of the film, it's
surely Hitman is the highest rated video game.
Oh,
film.
Come on,
what
George.
Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider.
Yeah, what are these facts? Is that true?
Hey, I'm telling you straight up facts, man.
Resident Evil, Doom, there's so many.
They're all horrendous.
Yeah, but I just don't know. Mortal Kombat is the best.
The Mario film. There's a Mario film from the 90s. There's a fat little Mario.
That was terrible. See, the thing that Mortal Kombat, the film, did well was that they stuck to the video game, the plot of that.
Okay.
But the plots of video games are ridiculous. They're terrible.
Well, they're built around having to do a thing rather than a story.
Would you count, what was that Netflix one? It was like a show and it was rated really well.
The Witcher.
The Witcher.
But that's based on a book.
Oh, okay.
And the game is also based on the book. So maybe that's how they're getting around that.
Yeah, maybe Tomb Raider was a book before.
Now, the thing with Tomb Raider is like they remade that, you know?
With
Swedish actress.
You know, they're doing a lot of girl, like, remaking movies and make, you know, all female cast. You know, they should have made the Tomb Raider guy, I reckon. This new one.
Reimagine it with a guy. Yeah. Well, what I thought was funny with Tomb Raider, with the make it modern, make it more realistic, make it more believable. And all they did was let's reduce her breast size.
Yeah,
less pointy.
We'll just, you know, get rid of the video game breasts, you know. Mm. And but I mean, it's still a ridiculous. It's just a woman being Indiana Jones, like that's the video game. Like it's not meant to be serious.
No.
And that's where Mortal Kombat 1995 doesn't put a foot wrong. It's just got a silly plot.
Okay.
Like my favorite character from Mortal Kombat, George. Is Johnny Cage.
Who's that?
Oh, yeah, I like Johnny Cage.
So the plot of Mortal Kombat is they're all...
No spoilers.
They're all fighting in this tournament, you know, in some mythical realm. You know? Johnny Cage is an action star.
Okay.
And he just decides to enter the tournament. He's got no connection to any of the other characters.
Right.
Whereas they all have rivalries and stuff and history.
Yeah.
He just comes in as an action star to prove that he does his own stunts.
Okay.
And I just think that's really funny.
And does so he just, get, like, beaten by everyone? Or does he, like...
He's not that good.
He's not that good of a character.
Other people have superpowers. he's just
an actor.
He can just do the splits.
Didn't he have a sister as well that's in it?
You know the mythology better than I. You've probably played more games. I just know the film. I'm a film. I'm a film buff. I've watched classic films like Mortal Kombat 1995. Well, so good. Much better than Street Fighter, the film.
Goodness me. Well, we're at the end of the episode.
That's great.
I could talk about Mortal Kombat all day with Seth, and we will. Off air.
Yeah. Well, thanks, everybody. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, Seth, for coming in.
Thank you, guys. That was awesome. A lot of fun.
Great ep. Thanks for the drinks.
No worries.
And, we'll see everybody listening. You'll hear from us next week. Bye.